Conscience for a fancy rambled forth to find some friendly entertainment, but man was most unkind. Of a truth it will appear as he rambled far and near, the common traitors, truth invaders, they was most severe. Like cruel tigers on him they fall, declaring if he stayed he would clearly starve them all. Then conscience in a heat they kicked about the street. Thus they abused him, none excused him, oh how he was beat. To the passing gallant poor conscience took his way, but nevertheless among them they would not let him stay. Those that had been most unjust in betraying of their trust did then degrade him and upbraid him, nay, they raved and cursed. When conscience entered within their gates, protesting if he stayed, they shall never get estates. So conscience in a heat, they kicked about the street. There was few excused him, but abused him, oh how he was beat. To the lawyer's chamber poor conscience came at last, and there the doors against him was locked and bolted fast, that he could not enter in. Then to call he did begin, the lawyer crying and replying made not such a din. Conscience, I'll ne'er be controlled by thee, nor yet will I forsake my old road of bribery. Thus conscience in a heat he kicked about the street. His woeful ditty few would pity, conscience still was beat. To the wretched miser poor conscience hastened then, to tell him of his grinding the poor distressed men by the rigor of the laws as they fell into his claws. The miser mauled him, raved, and called him lean and famished jaws. Conscience, depart from my presence straight, for I will not be checked by you at so vile a rate. Thus conscience in a heat he kicked about the street, whose doleful ditty few would pity, oh how he was beat. Thomas Ditch the tailor poor conscience came to next, and told him of his cheating, oh how the rogue was vexed. Shall we learn indeed of you what a tailor ought to do? By cock and bacon you're mistaken. Then in wrath he flew at honest conscience with pointed shears, and swore if long he stayed he would clip off both his ears. Then conscience in a heat he kicked about the street, whose doleful ditty few would pity, oh how he was beat. Conscience through the city did visit many more, who at his first appearance did thrust him out the door. Will the baker fierce and grim swore he'd tear him limb from limb in heat of passion and vexation if he troubled him. And many others did him pursue, poor conscience scarce could get from that horrid cheating crew. For in their wrath and heat they kicked him round the street, whose doleful ditty few would pity, oh how he was beat. Seeing this distraction, poor conscience left the town, and therefore to the country he took his ramble down. When the millers came to know that he would reprove them so, in buff and leather all together in one body go. Against poor conscience their force they raise, of lusty rugged millers who vowed to end his days. Quoth they, we never shall, nor will be at his call. With this confusion, in conclusion, conscience left them all. Conscience thus abused was forced his head to hide, and some now has reported that of his wounds he died. For he's not to be found, though we search the nation round. Those wicked millers, conscience killers, gave the fatal wound. Besides, there's many more in this land that for destroying conscience did put their helping hand. If I the truth may tell, he has took his last farewell. He is gone forever, now or never, ring his passing bell.